Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, July 27, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. The final touches have been put on a $1 trillion relief bill. Protests turned violent all over the country this weekend, and we lost a few legends this past weekend. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Sunday assailed Republican disarray over a new pandemic relief package as the White House suggested a narrower effort might be necessary, at least for now. The California Democrat panned the Trump administration's desire to trim an expiring temporary federal unemployment benefit from $600 weekly to about 70% of pre-pandemic wages. The reason we had $600 was its simplicity, she said from the Capitol. The administration's chief negotiators, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, spent a few hours at the Capitol later Sunday to put what Meadows described as final touches on a $1 trillion relief bill Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring forward this afternoon. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf defended Sunday the federal government's response to the protests in Portland and criticized local leaders for claiming the demonstrations are peaceful. Protests against police brutality in the presence of federal agents at demonstrations turned violent as police in several large cities across the country declared riots. One protester in Austin was killed in a shooting that erupted during a weekend of civil unrest. A Black Lives Matter protester was fatally shot just before 10 p.m. Saturday during a march in downtown Austin, according to police. The deadly violence occurred as protests across the country turned from peaceful to chaotic. It was the 59th straight day of protests in Portland, and demonstrators have accused federal agents of inflaming violence by using questionable tactics for detaining protesters and as well as dispersing crowds. President Trump has threatened to send federal agents to more cities to restore order. The United States consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu officially closed Monday morning amid worsening relations between Beijing and Washington. The American flag over the building was lowered at dawn, according to Chinese state-run broadcaster CCTV, and onlookers were moved back as heavy police presence surrounded the consulate, which Beijing ordered to shut on Friday in a tit-for-tat move. Last week, the U.S. government abruptly ordered the closure of Chinese consulate in Houston, claiming the mission had been involved in a larger Chinese espionage effort using diplomatic facilities around the U.S. The Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced in a statement Monday that the Chengdu consulate closed at 10 a.m. Relevant Chinese authorities then entered from the main entrance and took over, according to the ministry. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was given the choice of denying his faith or being put to death. No torture could force him to deny his faith. Quote of the day, fly from bad companions as from the bite of a poisonous snake. If you keep good companions, I can assure you that you will one day rejoice with the blessed in heaven. Whereas if you keep with those who are bad, you will become bad yourself and you'll be in danger of losing your soul. St. John Bosco. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob who thinks a gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand-roasts 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian Roast, their ultra-robust French Roast, and the aromatic Espresso Roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their missions. Buy a bag or 9 of craft roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Pantaleon. He came from near the Black Sea in Asia, and he was such a famous doctor that the emperor himself chose him for his own doctor. Pantaleon was a Christian, but the bad influence from the pagan court caused him to give up his Christian faith entirely. A holy priest made him realize what a sin he had committed. Pantaleon listened to him, detested his sin, and joined the church once more. To make up for what he had done, he greatly desired to suffer and die for Jesus. In the meantime, he imitated the Lord's charity by taking care of poor sick people without any charge for his medical services. When the Emperor Diocletian began his persecution, Pantaleon at once gave away everything he owned to the poor. Not long afterwards, he was accused of being a Christian. He was given the choice of denying his faith or being put to death. No torture could force him to deny his faith. There's been strong devotion in past ages to this saint. In the East, he's called the Great Martyr and Wonder Worker. Saint Pantaleon's feast day is July 27th. A couple who wore Nazi flag face coverings to a Walmart in Marshall, Minnesota, has been told not to return. Police say the couple has been issued trespass notices. Officials said they're banned from visiting any Walmart facility for at least a year. Video posted on social media showed the couple going through a checkout lane on Saturday with a mask that featured the Nazi swastika flag. Onlookers appeared shocked by the mask and demanded the couple to remove them. The woman seen wearing the mask argued that she wasn't a Nazi and indicated she was wearing the flag as a protest against socialism in America. Saturday marked the first day of Minnesota's mask mandate requiring face coverings be worn in public places. However, Walmart's mask policy took effect on Monday. A parasite that's been linked to bag salad mixes has sickened 641 people in 11 states, according to federal health officials. Of those infected in the multi-state outbreak of Cyclosporia, 37 were hospitalized, according to the Food and Drug Administration. Thankfully, no deaths have been reported. Fresh Express has recalled Fresh Express brand and private label brand salad products that were produced in its Streamwood, Illinois facility that contain iceberg lettuce, red cabbage, and/or carrots due to possible Cyclosporia contamination. You can identify the recalled products by looking for the product code. It's located in the upper right-hand corner of the front of the package. The recall includes products marked with the letter Z at the beginning of the code, followed by the number 178 or lower. The time between becoming infected and becoming sick, it's usually about a week, and it infects the small intestine, your bowel, and usually causes watery diarrhea with frequent, sometimes explosive, bowel movements. Obviously, I think you want to throw that out. A couple of legends unfortunately passed away this weekend. Olivia de Havilland, the doe-eyed actress beloved to millions as the sainted Melanie Wilkes of Gone with the Wind, but also a 2-time Oscar winner and an off-screen fighter who challenged an unchanged Hollywood's contract system, died Sunday at her home in Paris. She was 104. Regis Philbin also unfortunately died. He was 88. The longtime TV host died on July 24th. It was just a month before his 89th birthday. And Oprah, no, she didn't die, but her magazine did, that O magazine, the print magazine, is dead for now, but it is going digital, so it can lean in on health and well-being, so it's just half dead. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.